Okay, today I want to discuss Chamar Medina, the Indian of Chamar Medina. Namely, can you say Kiddush on beverages other than wine? Can you say Havdalah on drinks other than wine? So the primary sugi here is Daf Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us in Kuv Zayin, let's read through the Gemara to really get an idea. There's only one real Rishon that we need to take a careful look at, and that's the Rush in the back of the Gemara, and then we'll be able to work our way through. So the Gemara over here on Daf Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph, starting from Mar Yanuka, Mark Shisha Breder of Chisa. Last words on the line are Mar Yanuka, about 8 lines into the page. Mar Yanuka, Mark Shisha Breder of Chisa, the older and younger son of Rav Chisda, one time, Mar Yanuka, Mark Shisha Breder of Chisa, they said, L'Ravashi, Zimna Chada Ikla Amemar La'Astrin. One time a Amemar visited our town. V'lo Havalan Chamra, we didn't have any wine. So I seen Ale Shichra, we brought him beer to say Avdallah on, and V'lo Avdil, he would not make Havdalah on beer. Ubas Tavas, and he went to sleep hungry because he wouldn't eat since he didn't make Havdalah. L'machar Tarchana Vaisina Lechamra. So the next day we went and we brought him wine. V'avdil, and he made Havdalah. V'taim, and he was able to eat. V'taim midi. L'shana, the next year, Su Ikla L'Asrin, he came and he visited again. Lo Havalon Chamra, we didn't have any wine to give him. Saisina Shichru, we brought beer again. Omer, and he said, Ihachi Chamar Medinahu, Avdil Vitaya Midi. So he says, ah, if they're bringing me beer 2 years in a row, it must be that beer is the common drink of this town, and therefore I'm allowed to say Avdallah on it. So he said Avdallah on the beer. First year, he didn't yet know that it was the common drink, so he wouldn't make Avdallah on it. But if it happened 2 years in a row, it must be that this is the common drink of this town, and I'm allowed to make Avdallah on it. Wonderful, so he made Avdallah on beer. So stage one, a Amemar holds, one is permitted to say Avdallah on Chamar Medina. Right? That's clear. We see three things from here. Shema mina mavdil b'tfilah tzorach she'avdal kos. That even if you say avdal b'tfilah, you still need avdal kos. Shema mina also lodem she'ach kodem she'avdal. You have to. You can't eat before you say avdal. Shema mina mishlev dim masay shabbos mavdil chol shabbos kulo. And we also see that if you didn't say avdal the masay shabbos, you can still say avdal after that. But I'm not interested in those things right now. We're focused on Chamar Medina. So point number one about Chamar Medina: a memer holds you're allowed to use Chamar Medina for avdal. Now, boy, mina refu nemerav chista maul kedushe ashichra. What about making kiddush on beer? Are you allowed to use beer for kiddush? Amari said, Hashta uma pirzuma uta'ene va'asne debayi minei merav v'rav merabichia v'rabichia merabi. All of these fancy kinds of drinks, different kinds of beers. We asked Rav whether you're allowed to use them from Kiddush, and Rav asked Rabbi Chia whether you're allowed to use them for Kiddush, and Rabbi Chia asked Rebbe whether you're allowed to use them for Kiddush. V'lo pashat lei, and we didn't have any answer. So shichra mibayi, regular beer, you think we were going to have a clear answer that you're allowed to? Certainly not. Meaning if they couldn't even say that the fancier beers you're allowed to say Kiddush on, so for sure the less fancy beer you're not going to be allowed to say Kiddush on. So Sovra Mina, he thought to say, oh, Kiddushe hu de lo mekachina nilave. You're not allowed to say Kiddush on it, Rav Chisda holds, aval avdule mavdalinan. But Havdalah maybe would be different. That's what we thought maybe Rav Chisda holds. Amalu Rav Chisda said, no. Hach yamarav. Kishem shein mekachin alav, kach ein mavdilin alav. Just like you can't say Kiddush on it, you also can't say Havdalah on it. So what do we have to this point? A Meimar says you could say Avdallah on Chamar Medina. Then we have Rav Chisda saying, I don't care what kind of beer it is, you cannot say Kiddush on beer. And Rav Chisda says, not only, you might think that Avdallah is different, but no, not even Avdallah. Itmar Nami, Amr of Tachliva Baravimi Amr Shmuel, Kshem Shein Mekachin Lov, Kachin Mavdilin Lov. So we have, just like Rav Tachliva Baravimi says in the name of Shmuel, exactly like Rav Chisda, Shadulei L'Rebbe Shichra Bar Tleisar Magni, Tame have a basam tuva. So they sent him this very special kind of beer, and he tasted it and it was delicious. So Amar Kigon Ze Ro'i L'Kadesh Alav. He says, ah, this kind of beer you can make Kiddush on. This is good stuff. V'lomar Lov Kol Shiros V'Tishbachos Shaba'olam. And you could say all the Shiros V'Tishbachos Hashem on this kind of beer. But that night, it was very painful for him. I mean, he had massive stomach aches, and he had shilshul, whatever, terrible for him, right? So Amar, he says, Miyasrin and Mefayis? Wait, if this causes us such suffering, how could we be Mefayis HaKadosh Baruch Hu with it and say Kiddush with it? You can't say Kiddush with it. So now we have again a third opinion, Rebbe, who holds that originally he thought that if you can find a really chashuv, a delicious, amazing drink that doesn't cause you any problem, you should be able to say Kiddush on it. Elamai, the drink that he was given caused him a lot of stomach aches, and that's why he said not to say Kiddush on it. So he has a high standard of what would qualify as Sklar Medina. It has to be not just something that's commonly drunk, but something that's very, very delicious and doesn't cause you health problems. Amar Rav Yosef, Odor Barabim Delosh Tishichra. I'll take a neder Barabim, a public neder that you can never be made for, that I won't drink any beer. Amar Rav, Ishti Mezurian Velo Ishti Shichra. Better to drink Mezurian, which is flax water, disgusting stuff, rather than to drink beer. And someone who makes Kiddush on beer should become a poor person that he shouldn't be able to afford wine. Sounds like we're not such fans of making Kiddush on beer. We're giving these curses. Rav Ashkei Rav Huna de Kaddish Hashichra. But Rav Huna once caught Rav making Kiddush on beer. Amrle Shari Abul Mikne Istri Meshichra. So he said that your beer producer, and you're going to make a lot of money off of it because you're making Kiddush on it. So you see that you're just trying to promote sales of beer because you produce beer. Tan Rabban Ein Mekachin Ela Ala Yayin Vein Mevarchin Ela Ala Yayin. Bryce says we only say Kiddush on wine. We only say a bracha on wine. Gemara says, what? You only say a bracha on wine? Atu ashichra v'amaya milam v'rachin alav shakolni abedvaro? You say shakolni abedvaro on beer also. What do you mean? You only say a bracha on wine. Amar bai hachkamar. Ein omrim havei koshal bracha levarich el alayayin. The only time you would get a koshal bracha for benching would be on wine. Tan rabbanan. Ein mekachin ala sheikhar mishum rabbazbar mishumin omrim mekachin. Machlokas tanoim now, whether you should make kiddush on beer or not. How much wine do you have to drink? Okay, then we get into the machlokas about how much you have to drink. But bottom line, at the end of the day, the Gemara had a discussion in the Amoraim whether you could make Kiddush on beer. Right? We had a Meimar who apparently held yes. We had Rav Chista who apparently held, or at least a Meimar held you're allowed to make Havdalah on beer. Rav Chista held you're not allowed to make Kiddush or Havdalah on beer. And then we had this possibility that maybe if it's really good and it doesn't cause stomach aches, it would be okay to make Kiddush on it. Then we had a lot of bad things to say about people who make Kiddush on beer. And then we end with the price so that it's a machlokas whether you're allowed to make Kiddush on beer. So at the end of the day, we have a lot of different opinions over here, whether one is allowed to make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. So what does this mean for us, la'alacha? So if you turn to the Rush in Simin Yud Zayin, it's a long paragraph, Simin Yud Zayin, but toward the end of Simin Yud Zayin, so the Rush discusses la'alacha, what to do, and the Rush writes, Ve'ein la'havi raya mikan, de'ein mekachin ala sheikha. Don't bring a raya from here that you can't make Kiddush on beer. Hey Chadavi Chamar Medina. The Rush is right in the middle of Simin Yud Zayin. There's two dots in the middle of the Rush in my version of the Rush. By Bayimineh Rav Chista Merav Huna. It's hard to describe exactly where it is unless you have the same source of daf as me, but I don't think you do.
Bayimineh?
Yeah, Bayimineh Rav Chista Merav Huna. Right in the middle of Yud Zayin. Bayimineh Rav Chista Merav Huna. So they asked. So probably like 20 lines before the end. But again, we have different sorts of daf, so I don't know. My 20 lines may be 30 for you.
Before Amr Lay Bar Kashisha?
Yeah, you got it? Yeah, that's it. Right? So Rav Chis asked Rav Huna, Ma'alu Kedusha Yashikra, can you make Kiddush on beer? Pirush Roshbam, Heichadava Chamar Medina. His question was, if it's Chamar Medina, that's the drink of the town, can you make Kiddush on it? Umasik de'in mekachin ve'in mavdilin lav. Right, and Rav Chista said no. So says the Rush. Ve'in lav yiraya mikan de'in mekachin al sheichar hechadavi chamar medina. So don't bring a raya from our Gemara from the fact that Rav Chista said absolutely not. No kiddush on beer. No avdalah on beer. So you might say, well, that's a good raya that there's no kiddush on beer, no avdalah on beer. Right? Says the Rush. Don't bring that as a raya that you don't make kiddush and avdalah on beer. Deaf shalamei mar kiyechi dolo kaimlan kavasei b'may damar ein mavdilin lav. We don't paskin like him with regard to Avdallah. With regard to Avdallah, we paskin like the beginning of the Gemara, a Meimar, who would make Avdallah and beer. So maybe we don't pass like him with Kiddush either. And therefore, maybe you can make Kiddush on beer. Just like you say Avdala on beer, you can say Kiddush on beer as well. Now, certainly, if the Shaila in the Gemara was, can you make Kiddush on beer when it's not Chamar Medina, and that's where the answer was no, then certainly the answer would be yes if it is Chamar Medina. Two ways to understand that question in the Gemara. When he asked, can you make Kiddush on beer? Did he mean if it is Chamar Medina or if it's not Chamar Medina? So if he meant if it is Chamar Medina, it sounds like he's saying even if it's Chamar Medina, you can't. Says the Rush, yeah, but we wouldn't paskin that way. And for sure, if the question was, if it's not Chamar Medina, can you do it? And he says you can't. Yeah, but if it is Chamar Medina, then you for sure would be allowed to make Kiddush on beer. Right, that the advantage of saying that he only says you can't do it if it's not Chamar Medina would mean that he doesn't argue on Amemar. Amemar said you can make Havdalah on beer, so he would also say you can make Havdalah on beer, provided that it's Chamar Medina. Alright, he has a little bit more to say, but let's take a look at how this is quoted in Halacha. So, yeah.
Was it
Kiddush on beer? And give praise to spirit, and
put
his stomach
later. Was it?
It was Rebbe.
Who was Rebbe?
It was Rebbe.
Anyone say that he was just sort of like, it wasn't literal? Because it sounds like he was sort of like, just saying like, oh, it's so great, he's in Kiddush on it.
But he was. He didn't mean that you could actually say Kiddush. And either way, maybe the moral of the story at the end of the Gemara is whenever you think you have a drink that's as good as wine, it's not. Meaning, maybe the moral of the story is that it doesn't exist. There's no Chamar Medina that's going to be so good and not cause stomach trouble. The only thing is wine. That's the only way to do it. So yeah, so it could be that that's a raya not to. Now, there are two places in Shulchan Aruch that we need to look at over here, right? What are the two places in Shulchan Aruch? Hilchos Kiddush and Hilchos Havdalah, right? Chamar Medina can use it for Kiddush, Kiddush for Havdalah. Is there a difference between the two? So in Hilchos Kiddush, it's in Simin Ein Reish Beis Si'if Tes is the place to look. So the Torah writes in Simin Ein Reish Beis, the Torah writes, you don't have a Torah, I'll read it. B'makom she'ein yayin matzui, if you don't have wine around, mekachin ala sheikhar v'shar mashkin, then you can make Kiddush on beer and other drinks. Kivin she'ein yayin matzui shama v'shar mashkin chamar medina. Because when wine is not available, other drinks become Chamar Medina. What's the implication of the Torah? First of all, if there is wine available, absolutely not. Cannot use anything else for Kiddush. That's number one. The other thing is, how does something become Chamar Medina? Qualification number one for something to even be eligible to be called Chamar Medina is that there must not be wine. If there is wine, then nothing else can be Chamar Medina. That's what it sounds like. Upirush Rashbam Shnikr Chamar Medina Ksha'in Yayin Bekol Ha'ir. Rashbam says it means that there's no wine at all in the entire city. That's what's Chamar Medina. So again, that's why if someone asks the Shaila, can I make Kiddush on something other than wine? The answer is, if there's no kosher wine in your entire city, then yes.
But other than Shabbos and you don't have one. City.
You go to your neighbor, you find someone in the city who has. If there's no wine accessible in the entire city, then you can, but otherwise you can't. Okay, just goes into how far away it has to be. The Rambam has an even stronger formulation. The Rambam writes that if you have a place that most of the drink of what they have is beer and not wine, you still can't make Kiddush on it, but at least you can make Havdalah on it. What about making Kiddush? See, on Kiddush you have another option. What's the other option on Kiddush? Friday night at least. Challah, right? You can always make Kiddush on the challah, right? So the Allah pass kasav Rabbi Natam Shein Mekachin Lav Rashbam kasav Shemekachin Lav V'chein kasav Ravamim Machlokas whether you make Kiddush on challah or not. V'omer Veichul V'varich Bruch Samotzi V'enu Poris V'gomer Kiddush Poris K'en kasav Rav Hai etc. etc.
Is it only Machlokas whether or not you can make Kiddush on challah if you didn't have wine? Yeah.
What?
If you didn't have wine, you for sure
can. So first day of the Torah quotes is if you have wine, it is absolutely forbidden to make kiddush on anything else. And the Rambam even goes so far as to say, even if you don't have wine, you cannot make kiddush on other drinks. You should make kiddush only on bread. And Havdalah, you could make on other drinks if you don't have wine. But even Havdalah, only if you don't have wine. That's the first day. Yeah.
The Rambam in the Lashon, when we mentioned Abdullah Kiddush, he also equated the two together. So we first learned it, we sort of felt like they're both the same.
They should be the same, right. Maybe on a Daraisa level, they're the same in terms of the Kiddush B'dvarim and Abdullah B'dvarim. But the way the Rabbanan were Misaki in Halakos, see, by Kiddush, you have Kiddush Makam Suda. You don't have Abdullah Makam Suda, right?
If you made Kiddush on, let's say, Shnaps, right? Would you be
Yotze
Kiddush, or
would
you be
Yotze
at all?
Would you be Yotze Kiddush Halakos? Pashtos not, according to these opinions.
Or is it just best to make it on?
Okay, debatable, I guess. But let's see, we're not done yet. That's only one opinion when we showed him. The Kasva Adoni Yavi Arash Zal. What does the Rush say? We saw the Rush. What does the Rush say? What does the Rush say? In terms of making Kiddush Hamar Medina? The Rush said you can, right? He said when the Gemara asked, huh? When the Gemara asked, can you make Kiddush on Sheikhar? The Gemara may have been asking, if it's not Chamar Medina, can you use it? But if it is Chamar Medina, for sure you can. And he says, and even if the Gemara was asking if it is Chamar Medina, can you use it? And the answer was no, we don't paskin that way. We paskin that you can use it. Just like you can use it for Abdullah, you can use it for Kiddush. So, because I don't have a Rosh Hashanah, Mekachin ala Sheikhar, Imu Chamar Medina. Provided it's Chamar Medina, you're allowed to use it. Umikal Makom, Yoter Tov, Hu Lekadesh ala Pas. But still, better to use bread. Kivin Shasuda Ba Lekavot Shabbos. Aval, here's a key. Besudas HaBoker, Shabbos Day, Yoter Tov, Hu Lekadesh ala Sheikhar. It's better to use beer than what? Than challah, right? Not better than wine, but better than challah. Perish. Yivarich alav shakol niyabed varo kodem v'ir samotzi shem yivarich alav pastchilein kan shem shinu. That's the Rush's opinion. Yet, have you ever seen anyone use schnapps on Friday night? It's not the minute. No one ever uses schnapps on Friday night. Now we know why. Even according to the Rush, who is the most accepting of Chamar Medina, he's the most accepting of using schnapps. But he says that's only for Shabbos day where you can't make Kiddush ala pas. But Friday night you can make Kiddush ala pas. Can I ask a stupid question? Why can't you make Kiddush ala pas on Shabbos day? You have bread Shabbos day. What's the problem with making Kiddush ala pas? He assumes, oh, Friday night, of course you can make Kiddush ala pas, and that's preferred. But Shabbos day, you're not allowed to make Kiddush ala pas. So.
There's no.
Yeah?
No Kiddush. There are abundance, so. There's no established Kiddush. Kiddush is
Hagafah. Ah, very good. So the difference in Friday night and Shabbos day is that Friday night there's a text for the Kiddush. There's a bracha you're going to make other than just the Baruch Pri Hagafah. So you could say that bracha on Pas. But on Shabbos day, what's the whole Kiddush? The Baruch Pri Hagafah. So if you say it on Pas, what's the whole Kiddush? You don't make a Baruch Pri Hagafah on Pas. What's the whole Kiddush going to be? Hamosi Lech Menaris. Well, you make Hamosi Lech Menaris anyway.
Yeah, but that goes back to why Kiddush today is Baruch Pri Hagafah. Why is it, what does that mean?
Yeah, but maybe the idea is that by saying that extra bracha, you're showing the chashivus of this meal, that it's a Shabbos meal. But if there's no extra bracha, you're saying a motzi anyway, so then you're not showing any chashivus for that meal. So that is again, the Rambam very against using anything other than wine for Kiddush. For Avdallah you can if there's nothing else available. The Rush, when nothing else is available, will allow you to use for Kiddush Shabbos day, but not for Friday night, right? How would you expect the Shulchan Aruch to paskin? So typically when you have Rambam versus the Rush, Shulchan Aruch will go like the Rambam, and the Ramah will go like the Rush. Now that's in terms of Kiddush for now. Now let's take a look for a second at Havdalah in the Tur, and then we'll take a look in Shulchan Aruch. In the Tur, Reish Sadivav Sif Beis, Vim'in lo yayin. If you don't have wine, Isa b'pirkei Reb Elazar, Amar Reb Mona, Ketzad chayav adam lahavdil, Mekari vil dola or ener, V'omer bori mori ha'esh, V'kevin shemarach gadol m'nei shom baruch ata Hashem l'kenim el chlam avdil m'kodesh l'chol, V'im'in lo yayin, V'im'in lo shemen l'ner, Poshid yad dola or ha'esh, U'mistakel b'tzipernayim, Shem l'vanos min ha'guf, U'mivarich bori mori ha'esh, V'im hayu b'darach, Poshid yad dola or ha'chavim, etc., etc. It goes through the whole story. Oh, V'kos of Rav Amram, v'anan lo svira lan hachi. Rav Amram Gon writes, we don't do any of this. We don't hold that you can make kavdala without wine. Ela ein mavdilin, ela ala yayin. V'afilu ala pas ein mavdilin. You're not even allowed to use bread for avdala. V'chein pirshu atoso, shein mavdilin ala pas av mavdilin ala sheikhar imu chamar medina. The Balei Atosa say, yeah, you can't use bread for Avdalah, but you can use beer for Avdalah, provided it's Chamar Medina. Vagonim kasvu, afal pishein mavdilin al pasim chal yomtum motzai Shabbos mavdilin alav. One exception might be if yontif falls on motzai Shabbos, then you can make Avdalah on bread, because you have bread for the yontif meal. But the Torah quotes the opinion that even though there's no Avdalah there's no Avdalah on bread, there is Avdalah on Chamar Medina. Where does he get it from that there's definitely Avdalah on Chamar Medina? Amemar, in our Gemara. Amemar came to the town, they gave him Sheikhar, he wouldn't drink it. Then the next year it comes back, they give him again, and what does he do this time? Oh, if they're giving it to me 2 years in a row, it must be Chamar Medina, and therefore what? So what is Chamar Medina? And therefore you're allowed to use it for Avdalah. So it's partial to the Torah that we pass him like Amemar, and Beis Yosef says we definitely pass him like Amemar, that you're allowed to make Avdalah on Chamar Medina. But again, that's only if it fits the bill of Chamar Medina, which part of the definition may very well be that you don't have wine, and it's Ein Lo Yayin. But if there's any wine available, then nothing is called Chamar Medina. But what you do see over here is a difference between Kiddush and Avdalah. That Avdalah, it's pashut to everybody who passes like a Meimar, that you're allowed to say Avdalah on Chamar Medina. By Kiddush, even though the Gemara said that according to Rav Chista, you're not allowed to use Chamar Medina for Kiddush or for Avdalah, but since we paskin not that way, we paskin you can use it for Avdalah, by Kiddush it's up in the air. By Kiddush it's machlokas whether you're allowed to use it. So you'll notice a lot of people are much more makel on their definition of Chamar Medina in terms of what they'll use for Avdalah versus what they use for Kiddush. So it's not without basis to distinguish between Avdalah and Kiddush, although as we'll see, it may be without basis to assume some of these things are considered Chamar Medina. And it may be without basis to assume that you're allowed to make Havdalah on Chamar Medina if there's wine in your fridge and you just don't want to open a new bottle or something, right? So let's see how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, both places. So in Reish Ayin Beis, I had a mission board here before. What do I do with it? You should have one. I don't want to. You take one. Oh, it's up there. It's on the extender. Can you just grab that? I actually have it in these sheets also. In Reish Ayin Beis Sif Tes, Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Thank you very much. Reish Ayin Beis Sif Tes, Shulchan Aruch Paskins. B'makom she'ein yayin matzui. When there's no wine available, yesh omrim she'mekatchin al sheikhar u'shar mashkin chutz min amayin. Some say you could use Chamar Medina. Who's that? That's the Rush. V'yesh omrim she'in mekachin. Some say you can't. Ula harash, but the rush holds, b'layla lo yikadesh al sheikhar el al pas, boker yosof lekadesh al sheikhar. Even the rush who says that you can use Chamar Medina, that's only daytime, not nighttime. Sheyverach lev shakal, kol devar samotzi, etc. V'chein aminuk pashut kedivrei rush. Says the Rama, we hold like the rush. Now, who does the Shulchan Aruch hold like? If he quotes a Yesh Omrim, the Yesh Omrim. Generally, who does he really hold like?
The last
Yesh Omrim. And who's the last Yesh Omrim over here? At Ein Mekachin. So, Svardim should never use Chamar Medina, L'chora. Even if Yain is not Matzui, should not use Chamar Medina, L'chora. And we pass on like the Rosh, that if there's a Yain is not Matzui, we would use Chamar Medina. What does it mean, not matzui? So again, we saw the different opinions in the tour, what that means. It's not in the city, it's not within miles, something like that, somewhere far, far away. Take a look at Mishabura Sivkot Nechav Dalit. Shemekach Nal Sheikhar V'dafka B'makom Dehavi Chamar Medina. It has to be Chamar Medina. What's the definition of Chamar Medina? Tahainu She'ein Yayin Matzui B'chol Ha'ir B'shana Hazo. Wine is not around in the entire city this year, and that's why everyone just drinks other drinks. What if wine is just very expensive? Well, then it's there. Then you got to use wine. What if only non-kosher wine is matzoi? Well, then that's not called matzoi, because you can't drink non-kosher wine. It's not going to help. Yeah, stam yenim is no good.
What about...
Why did you bring that?
That's a good question.
Also, it also depends how expensive the wine is also.
He says it doesn't.
I mean, if...
He says no matter how expensive the wine is, if there's wine there, nothing else is Chamar Medina.
If you have $100 to your name and the only bottle of wine is available, you don't spend $100 on a mitzvah.
Oh, so that's the question, how much you have to spend on a Kiddush. But it could be that you don't make Kiddush Chamar Medina, you're just potter from the mitzvah. Meaning, if it's not Chamar Medina, if part of the definition of being Chamar Medina is that there not be wine available, which seems to be how all the Rishonim are saying, well then... The beer isn't Chamar Medina, the schnapps is not Chamar Medina, so you can't use it. So you put it from the mitzvah. But you can't use it because it's not Chamar Medina. That's what it would sound like. So what in the world is going on in our world? What happens? Everyone makes kiddush. So let's see. One second. Oh. Take a look at Sivkot and Lamin in the Mishnah Berurah. Al Sheikhar. So what does it say? It's going on the Shulchan Aruch that in the morning, better to make Kiddush on beer than on bread, right? Better on beer than on bread. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Lamin, Vim chaviv lo yayin saruf, if you really like schnapps, yachal kadesh alav biyom lechadchila b'medina seinu, shuchamar medina. You could use schnapps b'medina seinu, because b'medina seinu, schnapps is chamar medina. Apparently, no one had wine. Ach sheizar likach kos machzik revius lishlos menem lo lugmav shu rov revius. But you got to be careful. You got to make sure you drink at least a revius of chamar medina. Meaning, if your chamar medina is beer, so it's no big deal to drink a revius. If your chamar medina is schnapps, revius of schnapps, that's a little harder, right? So he says you got to do it though. That's the shear. Maybe if everyone together drinks a Malo Lugmav, that would be good enough. But again, we're still stuck in this terrible problem that if there's wine in the city, nothing else is called Chamar Medina. Take a look at Reish Sadi Vav. In Reish Sadi Vav, see if pays. Ain mavdilin ala pas, aval ala sheikhar mavdilin, imu chamar medina. You can make beer, you can make havdalah on beer if it is chamar medina. And really any other drink. Also, adin l'shar mashkin chutz min amayim. Any other drink except for water. Whoa. Why any other drink except for water? What happened? Didn't we just say chamar medina was only very special drinks that become your ikr shtia? Now it's any other drink by Abdullah except for water. So that's a little bit difficult. So what they say, no, any other drink means any other drink that is Chamar Medina, but it's got to be Chamar Medina. Now, what? Yeah. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches, what does it mean you can make Abdullah on beer? Im Eim Lo Yayin. Im Yesh Lo Yayin Hu Kadum Kol Mashkin. But if you have wine, then you got to use wine. Good. And then he goes on how it's a wonderful thing to use dafka wine, and he should always be to make Abdullah and wine. Okay. Someone told me, Roshechta told me, that Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg in Boca Raton, Florida, is the rabbi of the Boca Raton Synagogue. I think he has one boy. I think his first six children were all girls. So I think after his first four girls, he went to Rav Chaim Kanievsky for a bracha to have a son. Chaim Kanievsky said, "Are you makbid? Do you use grape juice for Abdallah? Or do you use wine?" So he says, I use grape juice because I don't want to get drunk right after Shabbos or whatever, you know, so I'm going to be driving. He used grape juice for Abdallah. He said, "If you're makbid, you should be makbid to use wine for Abdallah. That would be a school to have a boy."
So we're using wine.
What?
We're all using wine for
Abdallah. So Shechta said, Shech said, so he started using wine every single week for Abdullah, and he had two more girls. I mean, ultimately, though, he had his boy, but he had two more girls. I mean, keep flipping the coin eventually, right? So anyway, so...
I think he was sure on Chamar Medina.
Yeah, what did he say?
It was a long thing. He also mentioned the schnapps and how he mentioned like.
has so he mentioned the kosher glover. I'm getting there. The kosher glover. Okay. So it seems pretty clear that if you have wine, nothing else is Chamar Medina. So is there any justification to say that something can be Chamar Medina even if you have wine? So it could be that the assumption that all the poskim were working with, that all the Rishonim were working with, was that if you have wine, you would use that. You know, everyone would drink wine all the time. I saw in a tshuva from, I think, who was it, who did I see from? From Rav Vosner, I think, where he tried to explain that that's the vart, that if it was so pashut socially that if they had wine, of course they would use that, and that would be their primary drink. That's why when you have wine, it's Chamar Medina. But let's say you have wine, and it's still not your primary drink. And it's cheap, and people still don't drink so much wine at their sudos. How many people, you know, drink wine during the week? Like, people don't. That's not what they have, their primary drink at their suda. They'll still have other drinks, even though they have so much wine available to them. So then maybe something could be Chamar Medina, even in the presence, even when you do have wine. Why is it that a qualification of something to be Chamar Medina is, according to all the Rishonim, according to the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, is that you don't have wine? That's because it's pashut that if you would have wine, that's what you would be using. But if nowadays, the reality is that even if we have wine, we don't use it, so maybe something can be Chamar Medina, if it's a chashuv enough drink, even when we have wine. So if that's the case, then maybe you're allowed to use Chamar Medina for Kiddush on Shabbos day. Friday night, no, because you're not allowed to use Chamar Medina. If you don't have kos, you got to use pas, right? But maybe Kiddush Shabbos day, you're allowed to use Chamar Medina. Okay, that might be the justification of the minhag to use Chamar Medina. And for Avdallah also, you'd be allowed to use Chamar Medina. That might be the justification of the minhag. But what's the definition of Chamar Medina? So Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, in Simon Kuf Pei Beis, Sif Beis and Gimel, says there are two criteria for something to be Chamar Medina. First of all, it has to be something that people use as a primary beverage for a meal. It's common to, just like it used to be common to drink wine at most meals, it would have to be something that people would commonly use during a meal. And second, it has to be something that's not cheap and trivial. It has to be something that actually has some significance. So he says that's why borscht in Russia, in 19th century Russia, borscht was the drink. Everyone drank borscht at all their meals, but it's cheap and trivial. It's beet juice. It's gross. So since it's cheap and trivial, you couldn't use that for Kiddush, right?
Vodka
maybe would be, because it's a little more, right? They drink it at all their meals in Russia. The average Russian 8th grader drinks vodka. That's actually true. I didn't make that up. It's a chashva drink. So maybe that would be Chamar Medina. Rav Moshe in the tshuva in Or Chaim Chelik Beis Minayin Hei seems to define Chamar Medina a little differently. Rav Moshe writes that seems to say that Chamar Medina is anything that you'd be mechabed in oreach with. Someone comes to your house, and even if he's not thirsty, he would say, "Oh, would you like?" Rav Moshe says, "Bidvar hamishkaos shalmine soda." He says, soda? Nah, it's just water. Even though people drink it at chashuva meals and they honor people with drinking soda, but it's only to cool off. It's a refreshing kind of drink. When's it a covet to give someone soda? When he's hot, when he's thirsty, when he needs refreshing. But a Chamar Medina drink would be something that even if a person is not thirsty and he's not hot and he doesn't need to be refreshed, it's just you're being mechabed him, so that's what you do. Someone comes to your house, would you like a coffee? Would you like a tea? He doesn't look thirsty, he doesn't look schwitzy, he doesn't look, but that's what you offer. That becomes chashuv. So says Rav Moshe, coffee, tea, things that people don't drink because they're thirsty. So he says, yayin saruf, schnapps. No one drinks schnapps because they're thirsty. You drink schnapps because you want to get into a certain state of mind or whatever. So that might be Chamar Medina. Now, so beer, liquor, those things, l'chor, are for sure Chamar Medina. And the example that the Shulchan Aruch repeatedly gives is beer.
Well, beer
beer you give someone is a...
For some people, it's very refreshing. You say, have a cold beer outside, a hot day, it's very refreshing.
It is very refreshing also, but you would offer it to somebody even when he doesn't look like he needs it. Even as long as the television is turned on to a football game, you offer somebody the beer. It doesn't matter if he's thirsty or not or whatever.
Where does Moshe get it from? The Gemara?
Where does he get this? Because he has to try to define what makes something a chash of a drink.
I'm saying, but the first assumption is that Chamadino would not be what Moshe is defining it. So like, what made him, you know, defined in the way of an arayach, as opposed to the pashuk shot that it's you know, it's only when there's no one available. It's only when, you know what I'm saying, and the chash of drink then.
Well, he's working with the assumption, let's say, that there's no wine in the city. You know, that there's going to... So what would then make something Chamar Medina?
Oh, assuming there's no wine?
Yeah, it's either assuming there's no wine or assuming, like Rav Asner, that other things can be Chamar Medina nowadays, even when we do have wine. Which, again, is an assumption. But let's assume that.
So Moshe agrees with that or not?
I don't think he agrees with that. No,
Moshe
agrees
you can never use Chamar Medina,
yeah,
so you don't have wine.
Right. Right. But he knew what the reality was, that the minhag is that people do. So he's saying... Okay, if Liyutir, that's your minhag, again, you want to drink Chamar Medina for Kiddush for Abdallah, so now let's define it.
You still shouldn't, though.
Right, right.
There's nobody really says that you should use Chamar Medina.
So, I mean, Chassidish minhag is that they use Chamar Medina for Kiddush and for Abdallah. Right? Now, the nighttime Kiddush, it's open and shut, no one uses Chamar Medina for nighttime Kiddush, you're not allowed to. Someone told me that once I had a simcha and someone took out a bottle of schnapps and he poured himself a big kos. He said, oh, the only problem is that it's not a revius. I poured myself a big kos and he drank a rove kos of the expensive schnapps. And he said, samaratzus, right? It's against the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, no, if you're not going to use wine, use the bread. Use the challah. Daytime Kiddush Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like we just saw, you don't have any wine, use Chamar Medina rather than making Kiddush and Challah, and we explain the logic to distinguish between daytime and nighttime. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that many great people did have the minhag to say the daytime Kiddush over other beverages, even when wine was available. The Mishnah Berurah quotes such a minhag, right? That people used to have, that they would say it even when wine is available. And he justifies it based on the expense of wine. And like I said before, Rav Osman, Shevet Alevi, from the Maramakum, it's Shevet Alevi, Chelik Gimel, Simon Chavav, says that maybe nowadays, since no one really drinks wine at their meals as a main drink, maybe nowadays something could be Chamar Medina even when we have wine. Good. But then you run into the other problem. How much do you have to drink? Right? So the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yud Gimel says that a person has to say Kiddush over a cup that has a revius of Yayin, and he has to drink a rove revius. Gemara Pesachim Daf Kuf Tes gives two methods of measuring a revius that don't yield the exact same results. So there's a big discussion about the exact shear of what a revius really is. We're not going to get into the full discussion now, but you should know that according to Grach Noe, 3.07 ounces, fluid ounces, is a revius. According to Chaznish, 5.36 fluid ounces. Rav Moshe, 3.3 fluid ounces. But it's more than a shot glass. And at Shul Kiddush's, what do you find? Those little plastic shot glasses. You ever see the packaging? You know how much it holds?
2.7.
One fluid ounce.
One fluid ounce.
It's one fluid ounce in the shot glasses. The big glass shot glasses will sometimes hold two fluid ounces or a little more. The tiny little plastic ones that they have at Shul Kiddush, one fluid ounce. And people are making Kiddush on it left and right all over the place. So what's going? So even assuming that it's Chamar Medina, what is the justification to make Kiddush on that?
I went to somebody's house once. The Imamish had a cup.
Yeah, yeah. So okay. So then there's a justification. So the Mishnah Berurah clearly says, no, you need a revius. You need a rov revius. You need to drink a mlo lugmav. You need. The Taz in Aruch Chaim Reish Yud Sifkat Aleph says that even though normally a person has to drink a revius of any drink in order to be chayiv in a bracha achrona, for liquor you only need to drink very little in order to be chayiv in bracha achrona. And the logic is that you're not considered to have drunk a significant amount of a beverage unless you drink a revius. But the nature of liquor is that a smaller amount of it is considered a significant amount and therefore would be mechayiv a bracha achrona. Most people, when they drink schnapps, drink less than revius. Ratzipes of Frank and Hartzvi Chelgalv Simkuf Nun Tes says that maybe we could apply the same thing to Kiddush. That according to the Taz, why is it that you need a revius of Yayin for Kiddush? Because that's a chashva amount. What's a chashva amount of schnapps? Less. A shot. Right. So maybe an ounce would be good enough. So the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva and Simon Mem Tes seems to support the Taz. But the Magen Avraham, right there in Or HaChaim and Simon Kuf Tzadi, rejects the Taz and he says, no, Chazal established Shir Revius, there's no Kunsim, you can't make up your own Shiurim, oh, this drink is more Chashva. No, Magen Avraham says, we don't hold like the Taz anyway. So the justification to use the shot glass is, if you say like the Taz, the Gabi Hilchus Bracha Achrona, that a small amount is good enough for Bracha Achrona, so maybe, like Rav Tzipi Frank says, Hu Adin, the Gabi Kiddush, a small amount is good enough for Kiddush. So first of all, who says just because it's true for Bracha Achrona, it's true for Kiddush? And second of all, who says it's true for Bracha Achrona? Maybe we don't accept that Taz. Magen Avraham doesn't accept the Taz. Rav Shechter always likes to point out, in Dikvei Hatzon, on page 41, he points out, from the Kazhuk Glover Gom, that in the Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi, the Kazhuk Glover, Rav Ari Tzvi Frimer, the Kazhuk Glover writes, he has a very unique approach to allow Kiddush on less than a revius of liquor. He says that the measure of a revius only applies to beverages. And liquor is not a beverage. What? It's not a beverage. It's a liquid. He says beverage is not defined by liquid or solid. It's defined by the purpose people have in drinking it. Any liquid that people drink for other reasons, let's say soup, you don't drink because you're thirsty, would not have the status of a beverage, would have the status of a food. The measurement of food is a kezayis. So the shear, says the Kazhuk Glover, of schnapps, since you don't drink it when you're thirsty, you drink it because you want to achieve a certain state of mind, would be a kezayis. So small shot glass, if you have a very limited sheet of a kezayis, still a little rough on the 1 ounce glasses, maybe it would be good enough for Kiddush. But Shechta said, l'chora, the Kazhuk Glover outsmarted himself. Because what does he do to say how you can make Kiddush on it? He says, oh, it's not a drink. What are the qualifications for something to be Chamar Medina? So the postman doesn't even have to say, because it's so obvious. The first thing is it needs to be a drink, right? It has to be the main drink. It has to be, there's no wine. But at the very least, it's got to be a drink. If it's not a drink, then it's not Chamar Medina. So it seems that that if you take the Kazhuk Glover's own argument to its conclusion, then there would be no, you would not be able to use it for Kiddush. Okay, that's a little bit about Chamar Medina.